unconscious. You may know a lot and you'll never think that you got this. Wise words, pay attention to these wise words. And people follow people but seldom following dreams. They tend to follow dreams but never know what they mean. These are wise words, pay attention to these wise words.
Started off, I guess. So, man, we're here on another episode of Wise Words. We got Mikey Lee.
How's it going?
Co-host Whitey here, of course. So, I brought Mikey Lee on here today because I feel like, you know, we can't really tell my story, our story, without Mikey Lee being a part of it.
So, yeah, appreciate
it. Just want to kind of give a little bit of background and kind of tie it all in together and, you know, get to know you a little bit more. Tell everybody, you know, a little bit about your come up, childhood on into.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say come up, it's just, you know, saying life going, you know. I was young, wild, you know, saying mom died when I was young, so I had to move in with my dad. No real parent there, you know what I'm saying? He was always working out of town. His girlfriend lived out of town, so he was never there.
About
so
5 minutes up the road from me.
Yep, true that. And freaking we just partied all week, all weekend. Like, I had no authority. I just did what I wanted to. So,
did you learn something from that? Like, was there now looking back later in life?
Like, I mean, yeah. Like I was telling somebody I worked the other day, he was saying he was old, but he's like 27. So I was like, shit, at 27, if I went back to high school, I wouldn't change nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, if I went back to high school, I would have changed a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I had nobody leading me in the right way. I just done what I wanted.
Yeah. I've thought about that a lot. Like, there's nobody to kind of slap our hands and tell us we're doing this shit wrong. We kind of had to figure it out the hard way.
I mean, my dad tried it, you know what I'm saying, but it didn't stick. He wasn't there to stop me, so.
Yeah, he was a hard working man, though.
Yeah, he was, know? Yeah.
Like, I always had a lot of respect for your dad.
Yeah.
You know, so.
He made sure the bills were paid, you know, everything. Had a place over my head if I needed it.
Hard to play Mr. Mom whenever you're putting food on the table, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
real life shit.
Yeah. Learn young to, you know what I'm saying, watch after myself, house kept clean, wash my clothes, clean the house, fix my food.
Yeah, independent, very independent.
Yeah.
So when did you get started in music?
Oh, shit. Whitey, man, when he started doing it, I was like, man, I could do that. So, yeah, I saw Whitey rip some people outside of school one day, and they mouse dropped, and I was like, I can do that too. I like that. So, yeah. Try to get on with him down there, do a couple songs down there.
What was the first song you ever remember recording?
It's a song that got erased when I went. I think I went on vacation or something. I came back. It was Goddamn Women. Goddamn Women Equal Trouble. Yeah. So it was.
So then that was a redo. So they didn't get the original version.
No, mine was what was it? These girls or something like that. Them girls around here. You know what I'm talking about?
Was it the one you did with Shannon?
Something like that. But
Shannon
I can't.
Was on it.
I think he was on that one. You did the hook, didn't he? These Ladies?
Yep, These Ladies, yep, these that's ladies. What it was. Okay. Not Goddamn Women, it was These Ladies, that's what it was, yep. Yeah. These Ladies, yep.
Oh, man. Man, I just, that takes me back to a moment in time just thinking back, so.
Yeah, it does.
What would you consider, like, one of your major musical influences?
Oh, I don't know, like, Whitey got me started, you know, the light, but I mean, when I was young, I just listened to a bunch of, couldn't even tell you, most of them was like some No Limit, some Master P, and some Young Bleed, Tupac and Big Ear once in a while, but you know.
I always remember you, I don't know why, but the SPM
coming. Yeah, I like that line. Just because it hit so hard in the car, man. It knocked. You could hear me come and play that music, but yeah, I mean, he had lyrics too, but yeah. I liked it for the bass.
He didn't really rape that girl, did he? Didn't it come out that he just got like falsely accused or something?
I'm not real sure. I knew it was like statutory, so that's just always up in there. She could have been young, and like, you know, saying they could have been together, and their mom and dad just didn't like
but
it. You know,
before
yeah.
Before that happened, like he got a lot of play around these parts.
Yeah, I like. I mean, I still got some on my phone right now to listen to. So.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times I feel like, you know, especially if you got a big name or a target on your back, like. That happens quite often, but like I think we've talked about it before, if it happens two or three times, you got to start wondering about it. We'll give you the pass on the first time. So is he still locked up?
I don't even know, man. I ain't seen nothing new.
Gotcha. So let's talk about the Galaxy, man.
Yeah.
Where's it at nowadays?
It is in the garage.
Yeah. Just, still got it?
Yeah, just sitting. Wow. It's I've been ordering stuff for it. Like I just maybe May or something. I got headliner in and sun visors. A month or two before that, probably around Christmas or something, I got some door panels I've been waiting on for like 10 months. Didn't think they were ever coming. But.
Literally, dude, it always reminds me of a damn spaceship or something. Like, I mean, like, they named them cars, right?
Galaxy. Yeah, Galaxy, yeah. I like it. Everybody in high school, you know what I'm saying, they wanted 6.4s, some Impalas and stuff. I saw that Ford, I was like, man, I like it. I mean, that's all right. I do like that.
So I know there's a lyric out there. You sold it once and bought it back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, got in trouble. Couldn't pay my fine, so I sold it. Moved, got a job in Franklin for a while, and Larry, one of my buddies, hit me up, and he was just like, man, I seen your car in a parking lot, or a car salesman lot. And I was like, shit, stop by there, tell him to hold it. I will be on my way when I get off work. I'm coming to get it. Yeah, my dad let me have his truck driving. It just wasn't me. I needed something back. More myself. Yeah.
Add some personality to it. I get it. So, what's the projection on it looking like?
Man, like I told my wife before we ever got married, my car needs to get done sooner or later, you know. But kids and all, I don't know. Whenever it gets done, I'll try to get everything ordered for it, then I can start on it.
It'll probably get done whenever your son gets ready to get his license.
My daughters, my youngest daughter, probably, all girls. I got a stepson, he'll be 20 in 4 days. Oh, so yeah,
he ain't getting the keys though.
No, he ain't getting the keys. I don't let her drive that. She's drove it once, I'm pretty sure she hit the curb on it. So no, nobody's gonna drive that.
So you've had three little girls in the last, what, 4 years? 5 years?
5 years, yep.
Yeah. What's that like?
I mean, it's rough at the house, but I mean, the way my wife told me, I was like, if we're going to have kids, we need to do it now before we get much older. And I mean, that's it. It's rough now. I couldn't imagine 10 years from now having kids or something, because body wouldn't be able to take it.
No, I feel that. So what advice would you give to someone like, let's say that they've never had a kid before. We're going to go from a dad's perspective, a father's perspective, and say they find out they're going to have a kid in the next 9 months.
I mean,
what's the number one advice you would give to them?
Need patience. Yeah, lots of patience. Because the way I am, I like stuff done a certain way. House clean, you know, that's the way it was. Always clean for me, but it don't work like that with kids. You just gotta be patient, man. Don't lose your cool. It'll come.
Yeah.
And it's not that bad. I mean, you have your moments. It's great. Their love is great. Wouldn't trade it for nothing. Their smiles, you know what I'm saying? They laugh. It's all great, man. Love it.
Yeah.
All right. So, talking about the kids, and one thing that you have that we just talked about behind the scenes that's rare, especially for somebody like our age and in today's social climate, is you have the nuclear family. You and the mother of your kids are raising these kids,
right?
Married, sharing the same household, doing all that. So, you know, school people like me and anybody else, you know, how you make that work and how that come to be.
Work is always that's a good word for it. You're always working together, always working with each other, sometimes against, but I mean, you work it out. I mean, it is work to stay together. But it's worth it. It's, you know, right. Like you said, it's love. It's.
But I'm gonna ask you this question, and we can edit this out or leave it in there. It's entirely up to you. Are you doing it because you're in love, or are you doing it on principle? Like, you feel like you're obligated to do it this way?
No.
As a man.
No principle. I love her. I love my family. I enjoy being there. Like, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Definitely won't have to edit that out. So,
Depending on your
answer. Right.
Yeah. Well, I want to kind of go back to, you know, your childhood. He's talking about the nuclear family. You didn't have that growing up. So can you kind of touch on what happened with your mom and how that, altered?
Yeah, well, when I was young, they were together. And they split up maybe when I was 6 or 7, something like that. Then my mom always had asthma and bronchitis and stuff, and always had her inhaler. So that was just one night we couldn't find it and had to get her water, you know what I'm saying? Get her some water. And she went into a little attack, get her some water. Couldn't really help her. My brother's running back and forth to the neighbors trying to find the inhaler, call 911, and I kind of was there just with her. Then I just couldn't take it no more, which I didn't remember at the time. Like, we'd done a song back in the day, something about it.
What was y'all doing
that? In Lisburg, right there. I don't even know where it'd be, right in the gas station before you turn on 106. Yeah, I went to.
After that happened.
Yeah, because I moved in with my dad, so I had to go to Russellville. So, but yeah.
How old was you?
I was 10.
Dang, man. So that's how old my son is right now, so it definitely kind of puts things in perspective. Like,
yeah, it's a. You miss her, like, I mean, you miss them being there.
Sure.
Not. I mean, I guess not knowing what she could have helped you with or guided you with or anything like that, because I don't know. I see other people and how they love their mom, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I figure that's just a life lesson. Just go with it.
It's definitely something that kind of shaped you into who you are, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And we all had these traumatic experiences that kind of, you know, turn our path. You know, it could have been going this way and it goes this way, and it definitely sounds like that was one at an early age for you, but it sounds like you learned a lot from it and, you know, had your own independence and became the man you are today, and I'm sure that had some parts to play in it, and I'm sure she's proud of the man you became.
Yeah, I think about that, and I feel like she would be, so.
Question. The system.
Oh, yeah, okay, so y'all's household, let's talk a little bit about how exactly the marriage works as far as the, not the economics, but the day-to-day household duties.
Yeah, I mean, we try to share everything, like laundry. She'll get all the girls' laundries, wash them, I'll fold it all, and she'll hang it up after I fold everything. Then my work schedule, I'll work, like, say today's Monday, I'll be off today and tomorrow, and I'll work Wednesday and Thursday, and she'll be off.
And y'all swap up.
And we swap. Whoever's off that day cooks.
But who's on top of the kitchen game? Who's holding it down in the stove?
Wife's a lot better than I am.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, mine's good, but she's a lot better. I end up cooking stuff that she has cooked, so I'll know how to cook it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the favorite meal in the household?
Man, we just got a rock crock from a Pampered Chef. That thing, put a loaf of meat in there with some taters and carrots, ranch dressing, brown gravy dressing, in the oven for however long it takes, 50 minutes. It is good, real good. Took it to work, somebody was like, man, I'd eat that whole pot. I was like, I'm telling you, it's good.
So as far as the you and hers relationship without the kids, like, so do y'all make time to do anything with each other? Do you have time to do that? How do y'all keep the marriage, you know?
We didn't for the longest. We never took breaks. We never went on a date for 3 years, probably since Grayson was born. Like, then this past year, maybe last year sometime, we started having her sisters or somebody come down and watch them for a couple of hours so we could go out. But
that's important, right?
Yeah, it's a lot better now. Yeah. Like, well, I mean, we'd be on edge, like, because those kids, I mean,
yeah,
it's just, right. Yeah. Those kids, man. Kids, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you got, like, a specific morning routine that you kind of get your day started and on the right foot?
Mm.
Yeah, you're about like me.
Yeah, you have to go with the kids.
Whatever wave's coming and try to ride it.
Yeah.
Just hang on.
On my days off, I get up, feed the kids, change butts, get them some clothes on, fix them some breakfast while they're eating. I'll do some dishes, you know what I'm saying? Unload the dishwasher, repack it.
Well, I want to go back. We've been talking present day for a little bit. I want to go back and talk about something. Tell us about your car surfing incident. What do you remember about it?
Yeah, I mean, so...
What year was this?
Man, I'd have to remember my charge.
What do you mean? You got caught a charge from it?
Yeah.
You about to kill yourself in the good old Commonwealth.
So, I think that was my first charge, yeah. So it was 2018.
Maybe not 2018.
2008, maybe. Yeah. No, yeah, 2008. My bad. Yeah, 2008. Is that right? No, it wasn't 2008.
It had to be.
It had to be for 5 years. I don't know. I'm remembering it wrong backwards because I had 5 years probation on my first charge, and then as soon as I got off, I got another 2 years. So, yeah, I don't know. It was. Maybe 2008. Yeah, it was a while ago. But right after, I mean, it could have been long. It's like 2004 because it was after high school. Drinking a lot. Like freaking, I was buying fifths or pints every night. Then it went up to fifths. Then it went up to half gallons. Then it went to two half gallons.
Y'all had that apartment.
It was after high school. Me and my girlfriend at the time broke up. And it was after high school, and I started drinking a lot. And like I said, I to fifths to gallons and half gallons every day of the week. Because I had a party every day of the week. I'd just stay at other people's houses. And but either way, one night we was drinking in my dad's house, playing pool. And that's all I remember. We finished off the vodka, and I woke up 2 days later in the hospital. That's all I remember. But I mean. They said after we got done with the vodka, we got the moonshine out of the freezer, which is probably why I don't remember nothing. But yeah,
moonshine don't really mix well.
They say we got out. We're gonna go to a party or something. This is what they tell me because I don't remember. So we're gonna go to a party out Proctor Mill, somewhere out there. Then for some reason we decided to car surf. So I guess it was my idea because I always wanted to car surf. Like I don't know why I just wanted to car surf, but I'd never done it. Then we was on Proctor Mill. If you know Proctor Mill, it's like this and curved and like this. So I mean,
if you wanna,
and it was at the beginning. Yeah, is that the
yeah? See, like the waves. Mm-hmm.
Then so I fell off. Like the guys with me, I think they said he went first. Then I wanted to do it, so I got up there, and I fell off, hit my head, and they wrapped a shirt around me and took me on to the party. And when we got to the party, the host or whoever was throwing the party was just like, man, he needs to go to the hospital like now. So the ambulance met us up here at Rockfield, and the people that were driving for some reason came with us. I don't know why they just didn't bring me by myself, but either way, from what I was told, when they got him out, they puked on the cop's shoe. So he knew something was up there, but he was like, what's going on? And they were like, I mean, he was driving and jumped out the door. So I got a DUI off of it and a possession charge because apparently I had some weed on me. But I mean, if I had weed, I probably would have smoked it.
So they gave you a DUI because you're like half dead with a towel wrapped around your head and they thought you was driving?
That's what they told them.
Jumped out the car, like had the car stop.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they told them. So when we went to court and shit, they just scared them with perjury. So they was
scared who?
The witnesses. Yeah.
I guess we'll spare their names.
Yeah, we'll spare their names. No reason to bring them in. But either way, it scared them of a perjury, and they didn't want to lie. So they told them that I was driving at one point in time when we left, and somebody else was driving when I got on the car. But I ended up having to plead to it, which later I was told I probably shouldn't have because everybody was drunk as me. Who knows what was true? So, and whatever, I mean, another life lesson, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't really.
I mean, I don't even think I have to ask what you learned from that one. Like,
yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, people was like, I bet you never done that again, but yeah, I've done it again. I just wasn't that drunk. I mean, it's a lot easier on top of like a Jeep Cherokee. You got racks, you can lock your feet in.
Did you see that video I sent you the other day of, I think it was
I know you sent me one. It was like a different language. I was like, why is he sending me this video? Only thing I could think of is like featured Raga, like R-A-G-A. And I was like, because you say it, it almost sounds like my last name. I don't know why you sent it.
I have in the video.
Okay.
There's one about somebody car surfing. I forget who it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Travis Scott or something like that. Yeah.
It was Travis Scott. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He was car surfing before it was cool to car surf.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun. We done it a lot on the farm because, I mean, just on the way down to the creek, you just get on the car and do it. But done it a few times out.
What would you say to the kids at home that?
Oh, don't do it, man. I was young and dumb. Don't do it. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm sure it was like Teen Wolf or something that gave me the idea in the first place.
What did you win when you successfully car surfed? What did you win?
It's just a thrill. It's like a roller coaster. I mean, that's all it was. It's just a thrill. Just something to do that was dangerous and crazy, just doing it, man. I was real wild when I was young. Just whatever I wanted to do, I did it.
Let's talk about music again, man. I know you got a couple projects you put out.
Yeah.
Chronicles was the one I remember.
Yeah. Chronicles. That was when, like, before we left, before I left the house to come up here, I went in the garage to get something, and last week or sometime I brought some boxes down, and on top set an old CD case, and I was looking through it, and had your CD in there, had a Stump CD in there, had a New Era CD in there, had Chronicles in there, a Hustle Made CD, which never got
about
done.
Like the find we had the other day in my garage.
Yeah, we had a nice little treasure hunt.
Yeah.
That's cool. So we got the Chronicles. We did it. There was another one after that.
There was Hustle Made, but I never did nothing with it. Like, it ended up, we recorded them, but I never put it out or nothing. Like, I don't think I'd ever put a song out on it. Like, I don't think anybody ever heard it. Then my computer went down and I lost all that stuff. I tried to get somebody to take it off, which that CD was in there too. It's like all of Mikey Lee's music from his Dell. But I don't think I ever got it to pull up when I tried to get it back in the day.
Gotcha.
There's a new one. I was going to name it Last of a Dying Dream because, I mean, it will be the last. I don't plan on doing no more music after 40 unless, I mean, just doing like a feature of somebody that I wanted it or something. I don't mind that, but I won't be trying to do like a whole album or none of that stuff. Just, I probably got 7-8 songs that I put out by themselves every once in a while, but there's some that ain't nobody ever heard. Yeah, all right. Trying to do a couple more that I got, like, some recorded on my phone. It sounds pretty good.
Have you been recording that?
I haven't been.
Where did you record?
Last place I recorded for the unknown artist was Studio 17. Last place I've been.
With Bama?
Yeah, with Bama.
Maybe Bama will straighten his issue out and maybe come back, open up.
Yeah, I talked to him a few times after that, and he was saying something. He had a place to go if I needed to, but I never got into it about it. Yeah, I don't have much time.
He had a good little thing going. Yeah. It was good for the, scene. For the area.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice. Had everybody's CD on the wall. It was nice in there.
I hope he can come back and get back on it. But
yeah, that's a whole nother topic. So you mentioned the unknown artist is where you recorded that, but you kind of skipped over that. So that was a project you had too, was the unknown artist.
Yeah, that was the last CD I put out, the last album. Yeah, that was freaking, 8-9 years ago or something? It was a while.
What's like one of your most memorable, or one of your favorite songs that you've ever done?
It had to be what was it? I have to remember the song.
You gonna perform it for us?
No, like, you know how it goes. Like, I can't remember a song unless I remember the very first lyric of
it. What's the one? Something like a window.
Not, that's what the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. It's not what it looks like. It's something. It's, I don't know. I'd have to listen to it. I had to start at the beginning of it to get to it.
My favorite song you ever did, and I'm gonna go way back, was after you and old girl broke up. Y'all been together for 2 years, and y'all broke up. And let her have it.
That's definitely probably the most known.
Yeah, a lot of people like that song. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I liked it. She said it was
every bit of it, though.
Yeah, maybe. Not probably not. Probably not. Like I said, I was mean, wild, so she probably didn't deserve none of it, but I mean, it is what it is.
It was a funny song, though.
Yeah. I mean, the first two verses were great. The last one was a lot personal, but I like the first two verses. They were real good, spoke a lot of truth, too, so.
What is music for you? I mean, like, is it like a therapy, a passion,
an outlet. I feel better after I, like, when I used to come to your house, go to the booth in the closet. I mean, whatever, just to record it, it helps just to release and speak your mind, almost, you know what I'm saying? Don't tell your story or something you want to talk about. I like it. I like doing it.
Well, you said you got one more project up your sleeve.
Well, that's what I've always kind of liked about the way you do it. Because I feel like you're going to say what you want to say. You're not going to say what you think somebody wants to hear.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know what they want to hear. I'm just going to speak what I, the way I like it.
I got mad respect for anybody that does it, that approaches it like that. You know what I mean? Like, because a lot of people would just get in there and they're like, all right, what do I think somebody wants to hear? What do I think sounds good? You know? I think that kind of ruined the whole culture. You know, because they're out there, they're just trying to formulate something to you know, cash in on, you know what I mean?
Nope.
And it's not, I mean, I guess you can say that's art, but, you know.
Yeah, I've thought about that before, too. Like, just make the catchy hook, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what people remember, is that catchy hook about whatever somebody's doing right now, you know? Like, I don't know.
Well, you definitely gotta have your own style. Like, if nobody's ever heard your music, they should definitely go check it out.
Appreciate that.
How would you describe
your music? I don't even know. I don't think I could describe my music. That would have to be somebody else to get the impression from.
I think you got, and it might sound kind of off the wall, but I think you got some Kendrick vibes to it. Because when I heard that Shattered song on Tech N9ne's album, Kendrick's verse on that song reminds me of how you used to flow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Feel that?
I always thought that verse reminded me of, like, you know, the way you approach it, so like the cadence and whatnot. So.
And he's kind of off the wall with his shit too. So yeah. That kind of makes sense. I can see that.
A lot of people say M, but the only reason they say that is because they don't.
Because it's fast.
Well, that, and that's probably the only white rapper they know. So, you know, yeah, that's the way I felt about it.
Not anymore, though.
Yeah, not no more.
Thousands.
Yeah. You know?
He said it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
In the very beginning. So, all right. Dream feature. You're wrapping up this album. You're trying to get, like, I'm talking about Shoot for the Moon. Who was the one person that you would get on it?
I hadn't even thought about it. Like, for real. I know that it needs some features, but I don't know. I'd like to get Whitey back on the song. For real, though. Because, I mean, I don't even think, the only song we've ever been on, I think, is we wasn't even there at the same time to be on it.
What song is that?
Shit. I don't know. It's one we recorded. No. Oh, there was the one over here.
We've done it.
There's the one with Jelly and the,
Chase.
Yeah, that one.
We've been in there together, though, definitely. I got a question for you. Speaking of white rappers, we're going to say albums. You get to pick one album. The Natural or The Eminem Show?
Probably The Natural.
Pretense is for the people at home that don't know.
Car Full of White Boys.
How about The Natural?
Or the Slim Shady LP?
Car Full of White Boys.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I left him out earlier, but I mean.
That's a misconception, I believe, about people like Down South, our Jay-Z is Pimp C.
Right.
And our Eminem is the old Haystack.
Right.
Woo.
You know?
I mean.
Right? Our Eminem is the old Haystack.
Yeah, that's definitely an unpopular opinion, but I'm rocking with it.
Our Jay-Z is Pimp C. Yeah.
I'm rocking with him.
Yeah, that's right on. I mean, I wouldn't put Haystack in the same category as him, but I mean, that's about what it was, you know.
if he the way we listen to it, the trajectory he was on.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we would be talking about him, because he's a different type of. It was a different type of demographic, you know. But I don't even want to say demographic, because they were both from, you know, both from poverty or whatever. But Haystack was just talking about different shit.
So we related to.
Yeah, it did. You know, like, I get mad at a bitch or whatever, but I don't want to, you know, drag her out to the lake. And, you know, like, I don't want to rape my mom and shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Throw them in the trunk.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I like Stack back in the day. I listened to that a lot, too.
Well, yeah, you could ride around and bang Stack's albums.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, aside from the Eminem show, you know, I'll take an Eminem album and I'll listen to it from front to back, because I think, you know, that that's the type of work he puts together.
It's like a movie.
So, but it's not necessarily the type of music that you just put in and bang, you know, in the car.
Yeah, true that.
In this context, where do you put Lil White at? Because I remember us riding around and banging that.
Doubt Me Now came out, definitely.
Yeah.
You know.
He was more of a fucked up kind of thing, like while we're partying, fucked up kind of thing. I really didn't bang him riding around either. So, but that Oxycontin song and stuff like that is while we were popping pills and shit. I mean, that's something we were doing, so let's listen to it.
Yeah. I think, like, the production of Lil White's album, of course, was going to be, you know, like, that was banging.
He got the ghost behind it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get much better from a production standpoint than Hypnotized Mind. So, But
I would put DJ Dev up there with them. Like, you know, like some of them beats on The Natural and, you know, Car Full of White Boys. Dev was a slept on producer in Tennessee for, you know, like back in the day, man. He was banging. So.
Hey, real quick. What was that song that you two and Todd was on? Wasn't you on that song too? The Hold Up, I'm About to Bust. Y'all remember that? It was like,
yeah, I remember something about that.
That was like one of the first songs that,
yeah, I don't know.
Oh shit, I do remember that.
It was y'all two and Todd, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I don't remember it for real.
You don't remember it?
You went way back with that one.
That was like one of the first songs that came out right after yours.
Yeah, I think I just got my license or something like type shit.
Yeah. Because y'all was talking about songs y'all was on. It made me think about that one. And I'm pretty sure y'all was all on that one. Pause. Well, got a few more questions for you. We're going to kind of try to land this plane here. You know, it's Wise Words podcast, so I always like to ask this, but like, what's a favorite quote of yours that kind of you carry with you?
I was telling somebody the other day at work, just don't put off till tomorrow what you can get done today,
because
that's the way I do it there.
It always stacks up.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be shit to do for tomorrow that you could have done.
Could get it done, do it. I mean, don't put it off because you don't feel like it, just do it.
I think that's a real solid one. Let's say you're stuck on an island. You can take three items with you. What three items would you pick? I know it's going to be a tough one on the spot.
Yeah, it is tough, man.
I think it's Gilligan's Island, I guess.
It'd have to be the tool so I could build like a hammer or something to chop down, maybe. Hatchet. And probably a bottle just so I could store my drink.
So, all right. You got to spend a week inside of Jordan's brain. Jordan's brain is a planet, its own dimension. And you got to spend a week inside there. All right. You can pack five items in a backpack. What are you putting in that backpack?
Probably a recorder for all the stuff I'm hearing.
You're gonna need a flashlight in the dark.
Yeah, that'll work too. I don't know, we gotta have some kind of music to drown out the other thoughts. Because I know Jordan would like the music.
Small caliber machine gun.
Nah, but
kind of little freaks that be coming out after you.
Oh, man.
All right, so Apple or Android?
I'd just go with Apple for now, just because that's what I got.
Football or basketball?
To play or watch?
To watch
football.
Drums or flats?
Drums.
Oh my God.
Favorite season?
Spring.
Clear liquor or brown liquor?
Brown.
Horror movie or comedy?
Horror.
You a AM or PM guy?
AM.
Sativa or indica?
Don't know much about that nowadays, but probably indica.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up.
I got one for you. Back in the day, you can relate to this type of question. Wholesaling or are you breaking it down?
Oh, I'm breaking it down.
You're breaking it down.
Yeah. Every once in a while I'll be a wholesale, but right. Breaking it down.
All right.
Well, man, I appreciate you coming through.
No problem, man.
Hopefully they learned a little bit more about you.
Yeah.
Got some value out of this. But you said there's a project coming out?
Yeah, there is. I'm trying to, like I said, I'm gonna be done next year. So I'm gonna try to get them all wrapped up, at least two or three more songs.
What's the name of it gonna be?
Last of a Dying Dream.
Alright, y'all be on the lookout for that. I'm gonna make them finish it.
Been on this journey, searching for earnest, make your cash money flow. Yeah, I'm up early with the birdies, get the worm out the hole. With my money acting funny, I don't laugh, it's the joke. I got a lack of sense of humor when it comes to my dough. See, I be steady counting money, 60, 80, 100. Belly always hurting, miserably money hungry. See, I'm steady stacking money through sunny. Belly always hurting, miserably money hungry. Hooking kids up with chemicals, interactively, actually, naturally, what's the middleman? Man, it's pitiful, critical, everything is political. Can't be who I am without hearing the ridicule. But I love it every minute since the minute I ended it. Evidently, I did it in every way. I can spit it, did it again. I spit it again from beginning to end. I spit it like this, feeling every second consistently. Doing so much better, they get pissed at me. Been on this journey since I was 15. Nope, not brand new, no christening. Tell it how I seen it, no intervening between us. Let it do what it do. See the flip scripts on people for no reason, just needed to show all of these people my unbelievable genius. Beginning again, I begin it again, beginning to begin to begin to begin again. I begin to get in, you get it for 10, man, get it my 10s, 20s, grants, and bands. Being the middleman, do what I do for these ladies and gentlemen. Being the man I am, greeting the dapping hands. Feel like I'm feeling the feeling, I'm feeling grand. Feeling me, feeling it loose. Kidding me, killing me, killing the booth. You gotta be kidding me, you fit in my shoes. I really don't believe you believe it. You've been on this journey, searching for earnest, make it cash money flow. Yeah, I'm up early with the birdies, get the worm out the hole. With my money acting funny, I don't laugh, it's the joke. I got a lack of sense of humor when it comes to my dough. See, I be steady counting money, 60, 80, 100. Belly always hurting, miserably money hungry. See, I'm steady stacking money through sunny. Belly always hurting, miserably money hungry. Never really ever thought I'd make it that far. Building up my reputation, hammering hard. Pass a CD like I pass a cigar. Run a dozen dirty motherfucker, feel the bizarre. But I believe that speed by my life endured. Say you can't relate, say I'm immature. Limits under great, my delivery's poor. Why I never ride, think that's part of the allure. Nowadays, everything minuscule. The guy I love you's back in middle school. I got used to the ridicule. All grown up, you still a fool. Still, I hear every day they ask you. You pull your pants up, you always sagging. Now, I don't really care for your style of fashion. You don't see me pointing fingers and hassling you. Never was invited, you come around meddling. Sticking your nose in the wrong direction. I just be my mind about the stickers I met with. And how I persevere no matter what the injection. My syllables, perfected. Typical, can't help it. I do it wrong, well, that is depending on your perspective. I put in work, don't stress it. Come home, relax, neglect it. May not like how I address it, but you will soon respect it. This journey got me restless. Can't stop right now, obsessed with how the money flow. Putting on my work clothes, get up, get gone, cause second. Been on this journey, such as for earnest, make it cash money flow. Yeah, I'm up early with the birdies, get the worm out the hole. With my money acting funny, I don't laugh, it's the joke. I got a lack of sense of humor when it comes to my dough.
always hurting me, certainly money hungry. See, I'm steady stacking money.